work of Byron Katie, The Great Undoing, may be the most profound experience you've ever stepped into. It is not always easily understood at first, and may be interpreted as unkind or uncaring. We invite you to be gentle with yourself, and through this work you may find love beyond what you have ever experienced. Those who allow the work to serve them have found that relationships radically improve. Stress becomes a thing to laugh at, and peace the fundamental ongoing option.
Okay, sweetheart, let's do the work.
My first time here, so it's not second nature yet.
Okay. Good. Good. It would be very sad otherwise. You know, when we start thinking we know the answers, the work is of no value. Mm-hmm. This work is meditation. The heart gives the answer, not the intellect. Mm-hmm. What I experience is the mind has always been an enemy, perceived as an enemy. So we write the mind down on paper, and then we ask the questions. In that way, it's the mind asking the question. Fine. And then if it asks with intention and it really wants to know, if you're a lover of truth, it asks, the mind asks, and then the heart has always been clouded over with all of this thinking, all of this chaos. The mind asks the questions, the four questions, and the heart will give the answer. Every time it'll give it in pictures. It'll give it in knowing. It'll give it in thoughts. And if you wait, it'll just feed you and feed you and feed you. And then the mind begins to just lose itself in that peace it's always been seeking. It's the mind finding a home in the heart. And the heart and the mind come to know in that space that they're the same. There is no mind and heart. There is no separation. It's merging. We want to give our bodies a home. Let's give our mind a home. We want to give our sweet children a home. We want to give the homeless a home. Focusing always on that so we don't have to give the mind a home that is safe. And that's the power of understanding and truth. There is no mind and heart. It's only, you know, the symbol of heart. The mind knows that. That's why it never goes up. It's coming home to itself. It's been out there a while. It's a nice trip out for me, 43 years, and it's back. And that's what this work does. You know, when we begin to look forward to it, like look forward to the worst that can happen, and may as well. We've had a wonderful teacher here that shows us, you know, here it comes. So this work is, we go out and the work is the way back now. So we begin to look forward to the trip. And eventually there's nothing that can stop the flow. It's an in and out. I. There's no harm anywhere. Our story about what is the harm we experience within us. And if you should feel the discomfort of that, then if you think this would investigation would serve you, it's an offering. So, sweetheart, let's begin.
Okay. I'm
angry. Here, clear the mind.
I'm angry at Suzanne because she told me the night before she left for a month, which she's gone now for a month, that I repulse her when I'm snoring, and I repulse her because of my overweight body, and that I repulse her.
Yes. So, sweetheart, have you ever been repulsed? Have you experienced that?
By myself.
Yes, and what else?
By...
your parents at some time?
by abusing children that were abused in like airports and
yes,
things like that.
Yes. So could you stop it?
No.
Okay. So you look at what is. It's kind of like child abuse. We'll talk about that. It happens all over the planet. So we stop that one. But we haven't solved anything. It happens all over the world. I go into prisons. It doesn't appear to be stopping there. It's continued. But the story you tell about that is how you abuse you. You are the child you're abusing. Could you stop? Whose business is your thinking and your repulsion?
Obviously mine.
Whose business is it what repulses? Is it your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Whose business is it what repulses her?
I'd get into some heavy shoulds about what a beloved soulmate should think and feel about me.
That's a good one.
So I'm, you know, right in the middle of realizing that.
I love how you don't answer the question.
It's not my business. It's not my
business. Whose business is her repulsion?
Hers.
And what happens when you mentally... Those of you new to the work, I found three kinds of business in the universe I couldn't find anymore. As long as we're in separation, let's get this duality thing down. Let's get your body is yours, your thinking is yours, mine is mine, and God's is God's. Okay? Could you stop being repulsed?
Could I stop being repulsed?
Will you stop the child abuse at the airport?
No.
Okay, but she's supposed to stop. Because of this marriage mythology we have running.
I've been carrying the shit about how she should be with me for my whole life, and I'm right now at the point where I'm letting go of that shit.
Yeah. Oh, that could be your wife back there.
She's 7,000 miles away, but yeah, it could be.
Yeah, someone said a stand-in wife.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. How do you treat her when she's home, when she was home? How do you treat her when you hold the belief that wives are supposed to see their husband as less than repulsive?
I'm putting her in a prison. I'm two-dimensionalizing her.
How do you treat her? I want... physically, how does it look?
What does it actually look like? Okay.
Close your eyes and look at you. Look at you. Look how you treat her when you hold the belief she's supposed to see you as a loved one. How do you treat her? What do you say? What do you do?
Why are you being that way with me? Don't you see who I am? How can you not see? I know I do other things. I'm just so nervous right now. I can't think of it.
So when you're doing that, how does it feel?
A prison.
Can you see a reason to drop the story?
Absolutely.
Can you see a reason to keep the story that is not painful, that she is not supposed to be repulsed by you?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
When it comes to keeping our family together and honoring what I know to be true for us as souls.
Is it the soulmate thing?
Yeah. I'm in the process of letting go of being caught there.
Yeah.
Still doing some work around that.
Yeah. So let's do some work with it now. Read the part about
she's
your soulmate.
You're not ridiculing right now, are you?
I am whatever your story says I am.
So that's my thing. That's what I do.
Yeah. I am no more and no less than your story.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. When you sit on this couch, you are meat.
Okay. Ground round, here I am. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a lover of truth.
Okay.
And when someone sits on this couch, I am clear that they are too. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I want what you want. You want to keep it, that's what I want.
Do you want to keep the arrangement, you mean?
All of it.
Mm.
You want to let it go, that's what I want.
No,
I just want what you want. So, sweetheart, read the part about soulmate.
Don't have that in words. It's more like all the qualities of that, you know.
So
she doesn't accept me as I am. She leaves me or walks out.
She doesn't accept me for who I am. Turn it around.
I don't accept me for who I am. And haven't.
So turn it around again.
I haven't. I do not accept me for who I am.
And there's another turnaround.
I do not accept her for who she is.
Yes. She is a woman who tells the story about you and repulses herself. Nothing else is possible.
Mm.
Nothing else is possible.
Mm. I've been holding her to that for years. Yeah, and myself.
You tell the story about her and you repulse you?
I do.
Or you happy you?
Or I what?
Happy you. Happiness you.
Hmm.
My husband says, "Do you love me?" And I waited 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 and I waited. I said, "I guess not, sweetheart. I can't find it." Now, where do you find something like that? Then I noticed that he gave me something. And I felt this feeling. I love you now. That must be it. Then I noticed I liked that a lot. But then he took it from me. And I said, "You know, sweetheart, I noticed you took it and I don't love you now. If you want me to love you, give me something." Simple. What I came to see is personalities do not love, they want something. So I had to take a look at that. How is it that I could learn to live without that being a condition to get a feeling inside of me that someone calls love? And it was me. So you tell the story of your wife, you turn you on. You tell the story of your wife, you turn you off. She tells the story of you, you turn you on. She turns her on. She tells the story of you, she repulses herself. Nothing else is possible. Again. So read the first one again.
I'm angry at Suzanne because she told me that when I snore and I'm overweight, because I'm overweight, I repulse her.
Turn it around.
I'm angry at me because when I look at
when I look at Suzanne?
When I look at Suzanne...
Read it.
When I look at Suzanne, I'm not sure how to turn that around. She...
Just the way you wrote it.
I tell her...
Okay, read it the way you wrote it again. You're doing really well, honey. This is tough stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do it right.
Okay, I'm angry at Suzanne because she told me that I repulse her because of my snoring and my overweight.
So turn it around. I'm angry at
me. I'm angry at me because
I told Suzanne
that she repulses me.
Yes.
For her snoring.
For her what?
For her willingness to dispose of the relationship so easily.
Yes. So you have everything in common with her. You snore, she's repulsed. She leaves, you're repulsed. What's the difference?
Oh. repulsed by that. Oh.
There is no way she cannot be a mirror image of your thinking. There is no way, there is no one out there but your story.
That does repulse me.
And until you live with your children, and you hold the belief she should stay.
Yeah, okay.
So no wonder you repulse you also. This is not what you are. This is not who you are. My sweet friend. My sweet friend. Look at the next one. Okay.
I'm angry at me when I repulse me for being overweight and smelling and being overweight. I'm angry at me when I repulse me for being overweight.
For what? For condemning her for leaving?
For holding, being self-righteous that there's a way she should be that doesn't conform with what I want.
Whose business is it who you live with?
Who I live with?
Yeah.
I'm my business.
Yeah. You want to live with her, it's your business who you want to live with.
Right.
So you fight it to the finish, and you lose your children sometimes.
Right.
So, this is exactly, a turnaround. She wants to live with someone else. You want to live with her, she wants to live with someone else. You both want to live with someone. She's doing what you're doing.
She wants to be with someone else. I want to be with someone else.
Good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've been doing that for a long time.
Look at the next one.
Next question.
Yes.
Suzanne, what do I want? I want Suzanne to be grateful for life as it is.
She is. Or she's not. Who's
it's not my business.
Turn it around.
I want me to accept... Oh, I'm reading the second one. I want me to be grateful for life as it is.
Yes. You know that thing you preach to her? You know that thing you preach to your children? You know that thing you preach to the world? You live it.
Yeah.
And you can understand with a little more humility how we don't.
Yeah.
And then when you have it down, we have a teacher. That leaves you to work with.
Yeah.
But as long as you are trying to teach us, there's no hope. Because you're teaching what you don't know yet.
You got it. I'm here yet.
This is the sweetest thing. It gives us an internal responsibility. And that's where we find our freedom. Rather than being Suzanne realized, you can be self-realized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to find one in this Lipkin question, this one that I want to, that has a lot of energy.
Good.
I want her to own her own power. I mean,
oh,
it's just such a bullshit.
Can you hear the arrogance? Excuse me. Own your own power.
Well, I mean, it's so ironic because she's the one that I've designated the one that has the power in the family. I mean, I've given her that. I've abdicated my own power.
Yeah. So turn it around.
I want me to own my own power.
And stay out of her business and experience the power, yes?
I want her to understand that there are consequences to her temper.
Oh, my.
There's so much self-righteousness here. I can't even believe it.
Are you good? This is self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are so clear about that, but when it hits here, it's like, whoa. let me begin now. This is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
To meet ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are our favorite subject. We begin now. So let's look at the next.
Next question. What is it they should or shouldn't do? Okay. Suzanne should. Oh my God. Oh, okay.
Well,
there's some people up here saying, read it anyway, like they're not the ones that need it, you know. Only in this group they know they are. So it's like, read it anyway, you know, I want some freedom here.
Suzanne should not fall in love with a fantasy. She's right now meeting another man in Europe right now. Okay,
she's doing everything you wanted to do.
It's everything I have done.
Yes.
I've been in love with a fantasy.
Yes.
And fighting and hitting my head against her and being repulsed that she doesn't match the fantasy.
Yes. Welcome home, sweetheart.
And every single one of the things I wrote here is I'm rubbing my face in self-righteousness. I mean, Suzanne should see how incredibly thoughtful, considerate, and loving I am.
Absolutely. And the power of love itself coming back to itself. It's very sweet. And it can be so crippling, you know, that legs maybe, when they hit this stuff, they might, like, experience a paralysis and they just don't move. You know, who would they be without our story? It's really weird for a while. You know, because it's no control. They begin again like children. And it's a lot of fun. I like to say the grass starts smelling like it did when we were three.
Mm.
The colors get bright and the air smells crisp. Who would we be without our story?
I've been hanging myself on that story for my whole life.
Yes.
And then coupling that with beating myself up for not being whatever. So it's that self-importance, self-rejection thing that's just been dancing way through my life.
Yes, sweetheart.
So I want to see how thoughtful and considerate and loving I am.
Yes.
And how thoughtful and considerate and loving she is.
Yes.
I mean, because she is.
Yes. And the thing is, you love her with all your heart. Bottom line, that's it. There's nothing you can do about that. No condemning is going to move that in you. You love her. When I found that with my first husband, he was the cause of all my problems. And when I found that in this way that we're sharing here today, I love him. There's nothing I can do about that with all my heart. And I know why we didn't get along now. I reversed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very clear why he would not be serious. Anything less than repulsive.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's play.
Go on.
Yes, Angel. Isn't that what the mind does?
Yeah. Well, this is the same question or a different one? I will say it, yeah. What Suzanne should... It's all self-right. Be grateful for all the years I've been the sole breadwinner.
Mm. So you gave her your money because you wanted something from her.
Absolutely.
What was it?
Her love, her approval, her appreciation, her acceptance of me as is. Because I couldn't give it to myself.
So you gave her nothing. You gave her a price tag.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what you feel.
And I'm repulsed by that.
Yes, Angel. Yeah.
I really... did feel like I could buy that.
Yes. Isn't it fine that here we are now?
It's really hard to say.
So next time you try to buy your children, or her, or anyone else, you have this wonderful life experience to... you can call on the expert. You. So next time you give your children money, or her money, or someone money,
or gifts.
Ah. The receiving is in the moment you give it. That's it. You touch it again, it's hot.
Say that another way.
The giving is in the moment you give it. That's all you get, it's over.
Done.
One thought after that about it is how you don't give the gift. So it's a double loss.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, love is an impulsive act. It's free. It's what we do afterward. It's the story we tell about it afterward, that it's our poverty. I just touch you. That's mine. What you say about it, the story you tell about it, has no effect on me. It is your story. What does that have to do with me? But I touch you, and I receive that. I love you. That's mine. It's over. In the air, I kiss it. It kisses me. Now, now, now. Everything is a constant breath in and out. It's a giving, a receiving, a giving, a receiving. Everything is.
Thank you.
Attaching to these insane, what I call stories, without investigation, is how we cost us the gift that we are. Your hand taking that Kleenex, blowing your nose, that's a gift. The handling of the Kleenex is a gift. Who made the Kleenex? It's a gift. The wood that grew it, it's a gift. Mm. It's an ending. It doesn't say, stop, you owe me something, don't blow your nose yet. It's a flow. It only stops and gets stuck there, now. Sometimes. To watch it, that's the joy. To watch how it gets stuck. To notice. And then it stops and it laughs and it's free. Let's look at the next.
Next question.
Yes. You may as well. Here it comes.
Yeah. I need Suzanne to love me as I am. I'm going to say a few. To love my strengths and weaknesses. To understand my need to actualize myself as an artist and spiritual being. Mm.
This man's a composer.
Mm.
Yeah, he does very well at it, doesn't he?
To give me room to go through this major midlife passage I'm going through and trying to find more meaning in what I'm doing. So all that, I should stop on one, shouldn't I?
Yes, so turn it around.
I need Suzanne to...
I need me.
I need me. I need me to love me as I am, warts and all.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, who couldn't love a wart?
I haven't been loving myself, warts and all.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm starting to.
Is it the story you tell of the wart? The wart just waits for its own mind to see it, really. Doesn't do any harm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there, like a leaf on a tree. You don't go argue with a leaf and say, yo, let's talk. You know, look at that shape. We need to do something about it. You don't do that. But you focus here, like on a wart. You tell the story of it and he repulses you. A wart is God.
Well, I've even done that to my music. As I'm writing it, I'm insisting it be a product before it's even through its process. So
yeah.
I'm imposing a value system before it's done. You know what I mean?
Everything you do with Suzanne in your mind, you do with your music. Read that again about Suzanne, the way you wrote it.
I need Suzanne to love me as I am, warts and all.
So I need people to love my music.
I need people to love my music as it is, warts and all. I need me to love my music as it is, warts and all.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
What I want.
That's who you are. That's who and what you are.
Because there's so much that wants to get out that hasn't even scratched the surface.
This is how you keep it from coming out. Investigate, let it grow freely. This is what you've been composing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're ending that composition and let the flow come through, the real composition.
It's been decomposing, not composing.
I hope you like some lyrics too. So, sweetheart, the one where you had the run on him, let's turn that around and put her name on it. I want me.
The one about actualizing myself, or
yes.
I need Suzanne to. I need me to understand my need to actualize myself as an artist and a spiritual being. I'm looking for her approval.
Yeah, and when you're mentally focused on her, you can't have a life. You know, it's like, get a life. Life is internal. Focus on her. No life.
Well, I've been always feeling like she's been threatening energetically to you know, have the love be conditional, that I need to act a certain way in order for her to be a certain way back to me. I mean, she's been playing this one with me.
Turn it around.
I'm needing her to act a certain way. It's the repulse thing again. Yeah, I've been needing her to act a certain way. And I've been conditional with her about how she acts with me.
Good.
Oh, God.
There's no exception, sweetheart. When it goes out,
oh,
bring it on home.
It's just really, whew.
Yeah.
Mm.
You are your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
She is not your medicine. You are your medicine.
Wow.
Your children would be much better off with her at home. Can you really know that that's true?
No, I don't know that it's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
And that's the thing that's caused the most pain, is the thought of not living together.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it's true, that my daughter would thrive without us being together.
Your daughter's path would be much richer with her mother at home. Can you really know that that's true? Can you know more than God? Sweetheart, take all the time you need. What's the sound of it?
I don't want to not be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week dad.
Yeah, that's the truth of it, isn't it?
But I also, my devotion to the work and being in the studio a lot has taken me away a lot. So there's a contradiction to that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I want to wake up with my daughter, you know?
Yes, I do.
And I want to, you know, have the picture of the family together. You know?
I see.
It's holding on really tight, too.
Yeah.
You know, I have that picture really embedded in.
Yes, you do.
Donna Reed was my favorite TV show. Yeah, wow. I mean,
so her leaving is not the problem, it's the death of your mythology.
Oh, God. Yeah, absolutely. I've been lying about that.
Yeah.
I have been lying about that.
She messing with your dream.
Big time. And I'm so grateful to her for this.
Yes, sweetheart.
Because I know it's not...
So you don't want to be a 24-hour a day dad?
I
want to
be.
Yes.
I said I
want to
be.
Oh, want to be.
I want to be. Good. I mean, I want to be... I don't want to live in separate homes. You know, that's the myth.
Yeah.
That's the...
Good. Yeah, good.
So what...
That you would know for yourself.
Right.
That's what you are.
And this month, that's what I am while she's gone. And I'm loving it.
And that's the truth of it.
And I'm not missing her right now. And this month, right now.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
So what I'm hearing is she really did give you a gift.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the next one.
Okay. This was... I need Suzanne to hold our relationship and family sacred so she won't fall in love or fuck another man.
Is it true that's what she needs?
It's my myth.
Yeah.
I don't need her to do anything that isn't her truth.
Yeah.
And I love her a lot. I don't want her to do anything that isn't her truth. I want her to do her truth.
And how do you treat her, and how do you talk to her, and how are you with your daughter when you hold this story, this one you just read?
Selfish, needy, wanting her to give me, give me, give me.
So close your eyes. Look at her. Look how you treat her when you hold that story. Okay, now, sweetheart, how would you be without your story?
A really strong, talented, sexy, powerful
man.
That's my secret.
Yeah.
That's what I've been...
Honey, welcome to the power of ownership. No one can touch that. Not even you. This has just been pretending. It didn't work.
45 years of it.
Yeah. Did you feel the shift from repulsive to sexy and powerful? How many felt the shift? And nothing happened but awareness.
I closed my eyes and I saw what I've been afraid of, sitting on, telling a story not to let anybody see.
Teach that by the way you live.
I want to. I am.
Yeah, let it come through your music and live it with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So she says something about her mother that you have taught her. You can let her know that you used to feel that way too.
Say that again, I missed it.
When your daughter says something about her mother and you notice that it's the very words that you taught her to get your approval. Can you hear it?
Gray area. I can hear this is important. Say it again.
When your daughter talks about her mother in the way that you have taught her?
In a negative way, you mean?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh, interesting.
I don't do that to my daughter.
Not in words.
Ah.
This opposite of this empowered... sexy man, this empowered composer, you have taught her the opposite by the way that you live. You have taught her how to react, how to think, how to be.
I've been a wuss. I've been a total wuss.
That's how she will be when someone leaves her. That's what you teach.
I'm not teaching that these last few months. I haven't been teaching that.
Yeah.
But that's because I maxed out the tapes.
Boy, Max and those tapes get around. There's a man in Hawaii that he gave a tape to, and he heard it, and he dubbed it over 90 times and put it all over this little island.
Even before I heard the tapes, I've been doing different work on this.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. I've been modeling for her.
So now this shift, by the way that you live, as your daughter speaks in the words that you have taught her, by the way that you live.
Okay, I get it. Yes, I get it.
You can speak to her of that from where you've been.
Got it.
And what your experience has been with that, and let her have what you taught her, and you live what you know to do.
Got it.
And she learned to live the way you live, and she will continue to learn to live the way you live.
Mm.
And that's how it shifts in our families, and we don't have to give them the work. We live it.
Mm.
This stuff is lived. You live the turnarounds. That's it simply.
Good.
Good. You are one sexy, empowered dude. What's the next one?
What do you think
of it? It's a beginning.
Oh boy, this is I let it fly right here. You said go right for it. All right. Suzanne is a hot-headed bitch who is spoiled, immature, and for whom nothing is ever good enough. Wow. And I'm wondering why she's interested in someone else right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you're the last to know.
Yeah. Right. I'm the last to know.
Yeah.
And the most to lose for it.
Yeah. Hmm. Sweet friend.
Mm.
Let's turn it around and take a look.
I am a hot-headed bastard who is spoiled, immature, and for whom nothing is ever good enough.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take me long to find it either.
Mm.
You know, I am everything everyone calls me.
Mm.
I don't delude myself anymore. And if I have to go back to 3 years old to find it, I'll find it. I'll meet you there. It doesn't mean that I've done it in the last several years or 10 minutes. You call me something, and if I go to war with you, it's a place in my story of the past that I haven't met with understanding. So I don't care where I have to travel. I don't care. There's no time. There's no space. There's no place. There's no past. There's not a yeah. As long as we think there's a you and a me, you may as well travel in time. So I go back there. I'm fearless because I have this to hold me. I don't need a concept anymore. Just the one that hurts in the moment. Let me deal with that one.
Hmm.
Okay, sweetheart. The next one.
Suzanne is a childish, disappointed, grief-stricken woman who martyrs herself all the time. I am a childish, disappointed, grief-stricken man who martyrs himself all the time. Absolutely true.
And that's what you teach.
And I'm the last to know.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I have not been seeing this.
Yes, Angel. Ah.
And I've been doing a lot. I mean, you know, I've been working on this.
We begin now. We begin now.
Okay.
Look at the next one.
I've been... Suzanne is a talented, delightful, beautiful, wise, remarkable wife, mother, and friend.
Yes, Angel. And you love her with all your heart. That's it. What I say is I love my ex-husband with all of my heart, and what grace that I don't live with him. Well, you know, I have nothing to do with it. What is. We don't have to. People don't have to be alive for us to love them. Because dead or alive, we're telling the story of who they are, and that's what we are repelling from or moving toward. You know, that's our pain or our heaven or our hell. Look at the next. Well, let's turn that one around.
I am a talented, delightful, beautiful, wise, remarkable husband, father, and friend.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Yeah. 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 I see.
Suzanne is an unpredictable wounded soul, and I am an unpredictable wounded soul.
Yeah. In the moment, I see you as an unpredictable soul. I feel like an unpredictable soul because I haven't investigated.
That life is unpredictable, and that's just the way it is.
Well, it's not unpredictable, though. It is what it is. It's not unpredictable.
But, I mean, like, no guarantees, everything just comes up.
Look forward to it.
Look forward to what?
Only good happens. This woman loved you, and you've been spared. This is a good thing. It has to be, because there's only good. And if you think that's not true, find something that's not good, see how that feels, write it down and investigate. Can you hear this? If you don't believe that everything is good, then find something that is not good. And don't even bother, it'll find you. Write it down and investigate. Let the heart give you the answer. Don't be airy-fairy. Don't be woo-woo. Just let the heart answer. Just straight up. The answer is within you. It's not a spiritual thing. It just is. Waiting, and you show us that. Sweetheart, your wife is your soulmate. Can you really know that that's true?
No.
What do you get for holding the belief that she is your soulmate?
You know, I have to stop here because it's not all the way true that I feel that she's my soulmate.
Good, done.
But I mean, it's never been... What is true is that I felt like I found someone with whom I knew I was going to do an amazing, a very deep piece of work with.
And
I just didn't
know
how long that was going to last.
Well, now you know.
And that's the truth. And I knew that going into it.
Yeah.
But I haven't been telling the truth because of the Donna Reed thing.
Yes. That's a valid reason as I've ever heard.
But I consciously went into that with her, knowing that I just wanted it all forever.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be left, and I want to guarantee that someone will love me, see me before me.
So this thing about life is unexpected things happen. They don't. If you don't, what I like to say is, I'm a woman without a future.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, there's no surprises. It just is what it is. And
uh-huh.
It's very exciting because nothing can happen that's not good. And I look forward to something happening that's not.
Wow.
Because I have this.
Wow.
My son called me and said, Mama, I am so excited. I lost that contract for all of that money that I already had spent in my mind. Can you imagine what is coming in that is better than that?
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. He's always right.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that only good can come of it.
Wow.
And he has places that really hurt, and he has this.
Wow. Mm. How wonderful.
Yes, yes.
The end of the pictures.
Yeah. There's another story I'd like to tell. My daughter called and was very angry with me. Hung up the phone, called me back just a few minutes later and said, I am so excited, Mama. I just did the work on you. And I came to see that there's nothing you can do to keep me from loving you.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And then I have another son that doesn't do the work. Good. I don't see that he needs it. If I think he needs the work, I need the work. Okay, Angel, number six.
I don't want to be abused by having her light into me with verbal abuse.
Yeah. So, I'm willing. Because you may have that picture in your mind again, or it may be someone else.
So what is the, how do you turn it around?
I'm willing, and you read it just the way you wrote it.
I'm willing to be abused. Oh, because it's what happens. Okay.
Yes. Nothing unexpected all of a sudden.
I'm willing to be abused by having her light into me with verbal abuse. Wow. Oh, my. Okay.
I look forward to.
I look forward to being abused by having her light into me. I look forward to her verbal abuse.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my Lord. Okay. That is a turnaround. That is a turnaround.
Yeah.
That's a bad, you know, especially for self-righteous stuff, you know, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to be a party to saying that you are in love with someone you haven't seen but one day in 14 years. All right, so... I'm willing to hearing that you're in love with someone that you haven't seen in 14 years except one day. I look forward to it. Wow. Okay.
And if it still hurts...
Then I got more work to do.
Yes, isn't that fine?
Because I'm arguing with the truth, with reality.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to malign the relationship without seeing its riches and its strengths and the extraordinary ways that it has been.
I'm willing.
I am willing to malign, to see you malign or to malign the relationship without seeing its riches, its strengths, and its extraordinary ways.
Yes.
I have been so self-righteous about these issues, and this I could do some work with this one.
Yes, Angel. Yeah.
I don't want to feel guilty for not measuring up to her demands and expectations of how I should be for her.
I'm willing.
I am willing to feel guilty.
I'm willing to feel guilty?
I'm willing to feel guilty for not measuring up to her expectations and pictures of what I'm supposed to be doing in her mind.
You could experience that again. And if it hurts, there's a piece left. I look forward to it. That's what this work is about. Good, you hurt. Do it again. You're either attaching to a story or you're investigating. Attachment is like this. You don't attach to your houses and your wives and your husbands. You attach to your concepts, your story about them. And as we've seen here, this has been your attachment. Investigate, and it opens like this. It's called health. Life is a very nice place to be.
So, Katie, I have a question about this.
Yes.
So there have been things that have been done and said, and I've been holding the space for the last 3 months because of probably my investment in the myth of the Donna Reed thing.
Yes.
But also But also because I've been turning it around and looking at how much I've been in an illusion.
Yes.
And so I haven't been wanting to run away from that, so I've been wanting to stay rather than leave the house.
Yes.
So she comes and goes away, and I have a feeling she's going to come back wanting to actually try it again.
Yes.
And I have it in me that I am not the strong, powerful, sexy man with integrity if I stay and continue to be willing to face somebody that I can't trust.
So, sweetheart, do the work. There's nothing else to do. She comes back, do the work. If she stays gone, do the work. This is about you.
But I don't want to be a doormat anymore in terms of that. I know.
Oh,
that.
Really? Do the work. Have it for breakfast. You eat it or it'll eat you. My husband comes, good. He goes, good. Nothing's happening but my story. He should stay. He doesn't love me.
But if I leave from a place of self-love, because I choose to leave, because I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to.
Sweetheart, there's nothing you can do to keep you from coming or going. You just tell the story about how you have something to do with anything.
You mean that's my habit? Is that what you're saying?
A story arises, you attach to it. Investigate, be free.
So if I find and notice that I'm still there, even though I'm telling myself that the path of integrity would be to finally walk and start a new life with somebody else or with myself, most of all.
Honey, it will do you.
So I either will do it or I don't.
Yes.
And I should just trust that.
Again, life is a very nice place to be. Nothing ever goes wrong in life except attachment to the story in the moment that hasn't been investigated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really being
you know,
honest.
I have a marriage that I'm devoted to, I respect. I cannot tell you how I experience my husband, and if I just think of him, I melt. I tell the story of Paul, and my heart is, it's like speaking of myself. Mm. And I experience self-love. And I don't even live with this man.
Your husband?
Yes, someone invites me here. I come here. But I travel all over the world. I see him less than most people. And I love him with all my heart. What is, I am not running the show. I don't belong to me, and you don't belong to you. We are not ours. We are the is. And we tell the story of, I have to leave my husband. Well, I'm sure good company here. It's just not true. I don't have to leave him. I am the is. I flow with that. There's nothing you can do to not let her in, and there's nothing you can do for you not to leave her. This isn't your ball game in my experience. She comes, you tell a story. The story, the effect is you get to be a martyr. Or she comes and you tell the story of how you're grateful and you get to be a happy guy. You are the effect of your story. That's it. And this is hard to hear. That's why I say have the work for breakfast. Come to know for yourself what is true for you, not me. My words are of no value. Yours. Those are the one. You're the one you've been waiting for. Marry you. Okay. Yes, Angel. Over here.
You know, I don't quite understand how this alchemy works, but I can tell you that in this moment I feel such an extraordinary expansion of presence for myself. Because I walked in here this weekend feeling like, what's Donna Reed's husband's name?
Well, the actor's
Mr.
called
Donna Reed. Yeah, Mr. Donna Reed. Well, I had him in my head. And, you know, and I'm thinking, and I've been chipping away at this granite block and thinking, I'm never really going to be able to surrender this fully, and panicking and going through my whole thing about, you know, how I'm always going to have this story. And I was so with you, you know, that's how it felt to me. I mean, I'm just so present with this whole, the way you surrendered into this work, and something fell away for me around this story, and I'm not sure how that worked. And I just know that I'm really
none of our business, isn't it?
Yeah, it really isn't. Yeah. And I'm just so grateful because it's this whole piece of the sky that I can see now. And I really, really thank you because it's a great gift. And it's your willingness and your honesty and your ability to go up there, and every time you would sigh, I breathed with you, and a part of me sighed. And I, because I, you know, I hold on, I've held on to this so tenaciously, and I see, I'm beginning to see it differently. That's all I know, and part of it is what you just did. So thank you.
You're very well said, sweetheart. It's about to shift here, and Max, I want to thank you for bringing this sweet friend into our presence. Thank you for that.
Mm.
This is the end of this tape. Our website address is www.thework.org. On our website, you will find current schedules of Katie's intensives, descriptions and prices of books, tapes, and videos of and about the work, information concerning the Center for the Work in Barstow, California, pictures and other miscellaneous information. Our email address is thework@thework.org. Our fax number is 760-256-0764. Our toll-free number is 877-5-THE-WORK, 877-584-3967. You may copy, exhibit, and distribute these tapes freely.